kinds of things have you seen over the years that are befuddling like this? What have you had to deal with?
Well, we really haven't experienced voter fraud since we've started mail ballots in Gunnison County. So I'm thrilled to say that, because our bipartisan judges do check those signatures. And if a signature doesn't match, say somebody has just changed the way they sign their name, then that person, a letter goes out within 24 hours to that person saying, hey, we've received this. We really need to see you to come in, or to see an ID that this is you. We'll ask you to sign something. And then they have 8 days to reply to that. And we really have not seen that many things that they see in the urban areas around, you know, and maybe in Denver or some of the big counties around there. We, like I said, haven't had fraud here in Gunnison County. We have tried to prepare for everything this year. We have really beefed up our VSPCs. We don't know what to anticipate. We might see voter intimidation. It could, you know, voter suppression. We could see that. We're trained with that kind of thing. We're working hand in hand with law enforcement at both ends of the county. We hope that we don't see anything like that. But, you know, it pays to be prepared. And our main goal is to protect the voters of Gunnison County and to get the vote out.
Can I answer
to your original question, we really haven't seen many very strange things. You know, we've had internet go down before during the day, and there's ways to deal with that. But in terms of shenanigans and things like that, we really haven't seen that.
Can I ask what you are doing to prepare for voter intimidation? You said you're working with law enforcement.
Well, you need to know that around every voter service and polling center, there's a 100-foot limit for electioneering. And so we're prepared to enforce that, as we always are. We're prepared to provide safety for those voters from the time the polls open until they close. That will involve some law enforcement if things do get out of control. We have law enforcement escorts from the north end of the valley down to the south end of the valley to our office here, just to make sure that those ballots are safe.